Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we're going to get to our friends Joe Pags and Joe Concha, the two Joes, in a second here. A ton of new revelations as it relates to the Bidens. One is worse than the next. Miranda Devine in the New York Post putting out an article that documents on the laptop from hell show that Hunter offered to sell intelligence on Russian oligarchs to the U.S. aluminum firm Alcoa for $55,000. In internal discussions over Hunter's proposal, a senior executive at Alcoa suggested the information was valuable because it would not otherwise be on the government affairs team's radar. Hunter offered to provide Alcoa with a statistical analysis of the political corporate risks elite networks associated with Oleg Deripaska, remember the oligarch and CEO of Basic Element Company and United Company RUSAL. Now, in the email, Alcoa's then vice president of government and public affairs on June 3rd, 2011, Hunter offered a little better sense of the product by attaching some of the raw data that is produced through elite mapping procedures. And Hunter proposed the fees of $25,000 for phase one of the project and $55,000 for a refined analysis. And 5 days later, Cruz's colleagues at Alcoa, their senior analyst, wrote, "I don't believe the data analysis is worth the full 55 grand. I think the most valuable piece for us would be the list of Russian elites connected to Deripaska and would not otherwise be on government affairs team's radar, including various Russian committee heads, union leaders, and ministers." How is a raging drug addict at the time, crack addict at the time, a guy frequenting women of the night, how does he have all this information and access to this information? The other big story is nobody pays attention to this. Remember, they found the documents on November 2nd. The midterm was on November the 8th. Now the FBI is revealing that they conducted a second search of Joe Biden's University of Pennsylvania office for classified documents. This was in the Wall Street Journal. And how come we didn't see all the flashing lights, and there wasn't the raid, and there wasn't the armed guards or armed officers? Why didn't they give the same treatment that they gave to Trump at Mar-a-Lago? Because this search came after Biden's lawyers agreed to let agents search his former office at the Penn Biden Center. Remember, at Mar-a-Lago, the FBI agents, they were invited in, had unfettered access, were in the room where ultimately, quote, the documents were found. They could have asked to take them that day. They did not. They didn't ask for more access either. They just raided Mar-a-Lago. After they saw the documents, they said, would you mind putting a padlock on the door? Okay, we'll put a padlock on the door. And then, of course, Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland both bragging how they were the ones that personally approved the raid of Mar-a-Lago. So you got Hunter Biden's Alcoa email promising a Russian oligarch about the information raising concerns. Well, what did he have access to? It's pretty unbelievable. You know, by the way, Hunter also, this was in the New York Post over the weekend, he used the mansion where Joe's secret documents were found as his home office. I'm not sure if this is the $49,900 a month room that he was renting at his father's house. Anyway, so far, the DOJ is looking the other way on Joe Biden's largest stash of secrets and documents, and that would be at the University of Delaware. One analysis of this, I mean, I thought this was pretty interesting as I was reading it. Anyway, they've used the University of Delaware for years to shield potentially embarrassing documents from public review for the Biden family. They say, well, we haven't been able to go through all the papers yet. It's 11 years later, and they won't let anyone have any access to it at all. They said if you actually broke it down, there was one analysis that all of the documents, digital and otherwise, would fill two complete tractor trailers full of information. And by the way, Hunter Biden's art dealer is lawyered up in the process, which is new to me. You have incriminating videos, you know, all over the place as it relates to this. What is the Biden Center? What is the UPenn Biden Center? Anyway, joining us, Joe Pags, host of the Joe Pags Show, Joe Concha, Fox News media expert extraordinaire, analyst, author of Come On Man, and a bestseller. Welcome, both of you. You know, every day I turn around, all I see is a double standard with Trump, Hillary versus, you know, Trump versus Biden and the Clintons, Joe Pags. That's it. There's always a double standard.
They've made it clear there's a two-tiered justice system in this country. But, Sean, when you and I met more than 20 years ago, I was a TV news anchor in Albany. I was a journalist for a really long time. As a journalist, I mean, we know that the government is completely leaning to the left. The DOJ is owned by the left. And this stuff's been going on since Joe Biden was a senator. But as a journalist, do you know what I would be doing with this story? You know me. I wouldn't be sleeping. I'd be up all night. I'd want to make my bones on a story like this. Why isn't anybody in the journalism community going absolutely ape nuts about this and doing something to look? This is my name. This is like what Project Veritas does on stories, and they do a very good job. Why isn't somebody doing that on the Biden administration, on the Biden family, on Hunter Biden, who has been buying people off internationally for what, two decades now? Sean, I don't get it, because I would be my family wouldn't see me. I'd be working on this so much just to make my name in what it is that I chose to do. It's stunning to me how there's such a lack of journalism in this country.
I agree completely. Joe, this is your wheelhouse. Hunter Biden used the mansion where Joe's secret documents were found as his home office. And so far, the DOJ is looking the other way on what would be Biden's largest stash of documents, and that's at the University of Delaware. There's a lot of documents in there, and they're not even touching those.
They won't go to the University of Delaware, Sean, and they won't go to the Rehoboth Beach House. Remember, Rehoboth is where Joe Biden has spent something like 157 days of his presidency, right?
Wait a minute. How did he get to own all these homes on a senator's salary when he's a self-proclaimed poorest senator in Washington?
And these are different, you know, bungalows on the beach, Sean, right? The house in Wilmington is nearly 7,000 square feet. Any beach property on the East Coast is going to be into the millions as well. We know that. So, right, exactly. Where did the money come from? And is Joe Biden the big guy who got 10% back on Hunter Biden's dealings in Ukraine, in China, in Russia? Tony Bobulinski, who was Hunter Biden's primary business partner at the time, says absolutely that is Joe Biden. So to Joe Pags's point, if we just took one name out of this and inserted another name into it, if you take Hunter Biden out and you put Donald Trump Jr. in, and if you take Joe Biden out and you put Donald Trump in, then I have a feeling that there would be hundreds upon thousands of journalists probably looking into this story without sleeping, no question about it, because then suddenly it would be a chilling threat to democracy, and this is something that absolutely must be investigated. Instead, it's silence of the lambs, Sean.
Peter Schweitzer said, Joe Pags, that we need to know why foreign money kept going to the Bidens. And I'd like to get a final figure. China alone, you got the $1.5 billion Bank of China deal. You got the $5 million no interest forgivable loan. You got the $100,000 shopping spree. So we have all of that. Then of course, our other big geopolitical foe would be Russia. A lot of millions flowing from Russia and a Russian oligarch and the former first lady of Moscow, you know, right into Hunter and his businesses, and then Kazakhstan. And then we know everything about Ukraine. And never mind, you know, the laws that were broken from lying on an application for a gun, and tax laws, I'm sure, were violated here. Is there any investigation into FARA violations? If it was a Republican, there would be. And never mind the fact that we have, just coming out in the Daily Mail today, Hunter saying, set up your phone so I can spy on you when you shower. He actually threatened to withhold a cash-strapped assistant's pay if she didn't FaceTime him naked, according to these texts in the Daily Mail that they revealed today. As it's revealed, she's the fourth employee that he had a sexual relationship.
There is nothing, Sean, in Hunter Biden's history that I can tell, that you know of, that Concha knows of, that would make him this valuable. There's nobody giving him $83,000 a month because he's such a great guy. There's nobody, you know, sending him $3.5 million from the mayor's office in Moscow because he's amazingly intelligent and he can maybe do something of value for them. There is nothing that he can possibly offer them that would be worth $5, much less $1.5 billion from oligarchs in China. Oh, and he happened to fly over on Air Force Two with his father. I guess his father didn't realize that he went with him. At the end of the day, this is all about access to Joe Biden. You know that. Everybody listening knows that. And Joe Biden knows that. The problem is we've got a journalism community that wants to ignore it. I don't know if they're getting paid off, too. I have no clue why they would ignore it. But we also have a DOJ that we have known. Guys, we've known that they've been corrupt since 1973. When Woodward and Bernstein, who couldn't report their way out of a wet paper bag, were handed the story about Nixon from the number two guy in the FBI. We've known how corrupt they are since 1973. Think about that. It hasn't gotten any better. It's gotten larger. It's gotten more expensive. And it's gotten even worse as far as picking and choosing who it is that they're going to go after to enforce the law and who it is that they're going to ignore. And the answer that we need, and we're not going to get it today probably, is why are they complicit with the left? Why do they turn a blind eye to the left? Why can't they be blind like we thought justice would be?
You know, it reminds me, as it relates to Hunter, you know, the scene in Gladiator where Marcus Aurelius is offering Maximus, upon my death, you will empower Rome to be its great self, its former self, a republic. And are you not grateful for this great honor that I am offering you? With all my heart, no. That is why it must be you, Maximus. What about Commodus, his son? You have known since your youth he is not a moral man. It can't be Commodus. Pretty good, right, Joe?
That was great.
Marlon Brando starred in Gladiator. That's interesting.
All right, wise ass. Go ahead.
No, it wasn't bad, because at that point, he's dying, right? And his voice is starting to go, and Russell Crowe's standing over the bed. I ever tell you my dog is named Maximus because of the Russell Crowe character in that movie? I interviewed Russell Crowe, so he's a delightful person.
All right, but the point is, I mean, Marcus Aurelius describing his son Commodus is kind of like, forget about Joe, but, I mean, he's describing Hunter Biden to the T.
Yes, and he is the reason why Joe Biden has not announced that he's running for re-election in 2024. Yeah, remember, that was supposed to come after the Christmas break. He's going to sit down with his family, we're told, and then he would come to a decision. And now it's not going to happen, that decision, apparently, until after the State of the Union because of the drip, drip, drip around these documents. And we've seen what's happened, right? Whether it be Pence, whether it be Trump, whether it be Biden, apparently documents have a way of getting out of the White House or getting out of skiffs that senators go into. Vice presidents have access to them and they take them out. So I think all that kind of cancels out on some level. I think the big question now, Sean, is what is in the classified documents, particularly as it pertains to the current sitting president, because if he's compromised by China, our biggest adversary, or Russia, or Ukraine for that matter, because they're getting...
But Joe Concha, answer your own question. How is it even remotely possible that they're not compromised? Take the other side of this. Tell me how it's possible. The communist Chinese, our number one geopolitical foe, are they paying, what, the $67 million in one push to the Penn Biden Center? The majority of money's nearly $50 million of that going to the Penn Biden Center, or the $14 million they gave the university after that point. So the total is close to like $81 million. And then you have professors lobbying Merrick Garland so that an espionage investigation gets stopped. And in fact, Merrick Garland stopped it in February of 2022.
The answer is follow the money. And if the money is followed in this situation, then it's very difficult, impossible to come to the conclusion that the Bidens aren't compromised. The press knows it. The Democratic Party knows it. And that's why so many people don't want him to run for re-election again, because this is only going to keep coming out, particularly now that there's a Republican Congress led by Kevin McCarthy who's going to investigate this when Nancy Pelosi...
Well, he's investigating it, but they're stonewalling it to death. I still think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Do either of you agree with that?
I think Gavin Newsom thinks it's going to be Gavin Newsom, but he's got more baggage than the Biden family has. And that guy's been a horrible governor. You can't paint him in a bright enough light to cover up how bad California is failing right now, Sean. I mean, it's disgusting. It's a beautiful state. The people there are suffering. You've got homeless encampments up and down the road everywhere you go. I don't know in what world Gavin Newsom thinks he's the guy. But then again, I think the three of us can make an argument that Joe Biden shouldn't have been the guy in 2020. So at the end of the day, I'd like to know who's running the whole thing. Who wanted Joe Biden to win the presidency? And who is it that's leaking these documents that he has them all over the place? Because they obviously want him out of the way. And I'll give you a hint. It's not a Republican.
I had the same suspicions. I don't have any proof, but I have suspicions that this was by design. Quick break. More with our friends Joe Pags and Joe Concha on the other side. Then your calls 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, we continue with Joe Pags and Joe Concha are with us. Then we'll get to your phone calls, 800-941-SEAN. Last question. We have 10 seconds. Joe Concha, who will be the Democratic nominee in 24?
That is an excellent question, and I only have about 6 seconds left. So, you know what? I'm gonna do something pretty remarkable here. I'm going to say I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, nobody knows. Give us your best guess, for crying out loud.
Gavin Newsom, and the bumper sticker will be, I'll do to America what I did to California. You can't lose.
You can't lose then. All right, Joe Concha, Joe Pags, thank you both. When we get back, your calls, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program,
One way to save money is with my wireless company, my cell phone company, and that's Pure Talk. They offer the exact same cell towers as the big carriers, the same 5G network. You look at your phone, the coverage bars, you'll have the same number of bars on your phone. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families are saving even much more. Only takes seconds to make the switch. Dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll be switched over. Also, they offer unbelievably fast, blazing fast data, unlimited talk, unlimited text. That's only $30 a month. And if you dial #250, say the keyword save now, you'll get your first month risk-free. If you're not happy for any reason, you get your money back. It takes seconds. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. The giggling Vice President Kamala Harris.
We are doing the work that is about collaborating around the small businesses that will need to do the work. When we talk about our small businesses, it not only is it intergenerational, but also we've got entrepreneurs in their teens and 20s to families who have been doing this for generations and, in, you know, our seniors. And so it's really, that's also what's also exciting about our small businesses and who they are, because it spans the generations in addition to being intergenerational.
It spans the generations. It's intergenerational. You know, intergenerational is doing something for every generation. So it's intergenerational. And the new generations are part of the intergenerationalist is something. Can't make it up. Michelle, Michigan. Michelle, it says on my screen, you are one of America's great farmers. Is that true?
That is correct.
What do you farm, Michelle? I'd love to know.
Soybeans, corn, wheat, and that kind of stuff. And then we do raise our own chickens for eggs and meat, birds and that kind of stuff.
By the way, people I read today are buying chickens because of the high price of eggs, and they'd rather get their own eggs. How many acres do you farm every year?
80.
Okay, so I would say that is, look, it's massive to me, but that is considered a small farm, right?
That is correct.
Okay, but you still have to pay a fortune for fertilizer, a fortune for, you know, all the other materials that you need. Seed is more than doubled, tripled in some cases. And then if you need spare parts for the equipment that you need to do your farming, they're A, hard to come by, and B, if you find them, you're going to pay 2, 3, 4 times what you would usually pay. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what am I missing? How hard is it now? Are you making ends meet?
Both of us have full-time jobs outside of farming to make. Wow. And we do raise on chickens to sell eggs. And I had to raise my price from $3 to $4. And this is what I want your listeners that think that...
By the way, if you send them to me for $5, I can sell them for $10 and I'll give you all the profit.
Well, yeah, I might be able to work something out on that.
Honestly, because I eat a lot of eggs every day. I eat 3, 4, 5 eggs a day.
Well, maybe after I'm done, you'll have to get with your screener and we'll maybe get something worked out here.
Now, I'm sorry you're struggling. I mean, it's sad to me that, you know, I assume you never had to take on spare jobs in the past, that the farm would sustain you and your family. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, it would. But like, you know, diesel's tripled, fertilizer's tripled, everything. So you just can't, and no one can really, unless they're running thousands of acres, they have to work because they can't afford to not work right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's sad to me because, I mean, farming is really become a science. And we have mastered the science of farming because of great innovation and technology. And, you know, now people like you that work hard, and it is not an easy gig being a farmer. What time do you get up every day?
Oh, in the summer, a lot earlier than we do because it's winter right now, so there's not much to do. So probably 5 in the morning.
And you're done at sunset, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a shame. Anyway, what else is, what do you think about, what should people know about the price of eggs? Because you're offering it at a really reasonable rate, at least where I live, it would be you know, I'd have a run on eggs if I had all your eggs.
Well, what people need to understand, if they want to get into the business of getting eggs, you're even at $9 a dozen, you're actually better off buying them that way, because just the startup cost is probably $2,000. And when you get a chick, which I heard they went up from $2 last year to $5.50 this year, it takes 24 weeks of feeding them before they lay their first egg. So you
maybe I'll buy some chicks from you and build a, I don't know, a chicken coop in my backyard. What do you think?
Well, I got to get a rooster first.
Okay, we'll get you a rooster to throw in. Listen, it's on the one hand, it's a big source of protein. Like every other day, one day I'll have three eggs, just regular eggs. The next day I'll have four, maybe five, depending on the size of the eggs, just egg whites. So I mix it up, you know, because I'm mostly a keto-friendly diet. Paleo diet is what I mostly stick to. I'm not 100%. And it's awful for people. Now, I can afford it. I'm blessed, Michelle, but I remember the days when I couldn't afford to go to McDonald's. And that was a number of years of my adult life. It wasn't fun. And struggling to make my rent every month, that wasn't fun either. And then to hear the people that feed all of us have to struggle, because your story is not unique among farmers. It's actually the typical quintessential story that is now the reality of farming. And I think a lot of people are going to end up bailing out on farming and saying they've had enough, and they'll probably sell out to developers, which they mostly never want to do, and move on with something else that they're not as passionate about.
Yeah, we probably will never sell out. The land's been in my husband's family since 1875, so that's something we would never sell. Even if we had to quit farming, we would just keep the land. Does that make sense?
The only hope I could give you is this, and I know this is probably tough. This year's probably going to be tougher than next year. At some point, though, hopefully Americans will wake up, will make the political changes that are needed, and then give it another year beyond that, and hopefully things will start to settle down. That's my hope. But if Americans don't wake up, and if states don't wake up, and Republicans don't wake up to matching and even surpassing the ballot harvesting that goes on legally in all these states, then I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a problem, you know, for everybody. The country won't get back on track, and that'll be a disaster.
Absolutely.
We appreciate what you do, Michelle. God bless you. Call us anytime. Anything we could ever do, let us know, okay? Andrew's in West Virginia. Andrew, how are you? Glad you called.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, you know, I guess listening yesterday, it's probably my helicopter ears that are probably getting in my way, but it seems to me that there seems to be a lot of opinion that we need to get out of Ukraine and not try to force Putin to act like a human being. But I think we need to consider the fact that Ukraine right now is like the broken glass model of New York City. You know, you treat this small stuff now, or else we're going to be fighting it in Europe again. And 30 years in the Army, I don't want to do it again.
I got to tell you something. The way this whole thing has been handled has been a disaster, because we don't have a president that knows how to lead. The president should have immediately met with NATO allies, Western European allies, and should have told them what is at stake here. This is their backyard, and we're tired of paying the bulk of money to defend NATO and Western Europe, and they need to step up. And if they're going to decide to help Ukraine, which they decided a year ago, then they've got to use overwhelming force. And all they have done is buy Putin time to now reconfigure his war strategy. And now we see what the result is. Now we have Zelensky asking for everything and then some. And I'm just, at some point, I'm not willing to support. The American people, number one, can't afford it. Number two, it's already become a quagmire because of how poorly they've handled it. And it's Western Europe's problem. And they're not willing to step up to the extent is needed. And therefore, that's on them. We're not the world's policemen. This is not a member of NATO we're talking about. And by the way, speaking of NATO, if the Turkish dictator Erdogan is going to threaten Sweden and Finland's entry into NATO. I'll take Sweden and Finland, and we can throw out Turkey because they've been a useless NATO ally anyway. They've been unhelpful anytime we've ever needed them, and they're becoming less so every day. So they want to align themselves with the radicals. They want to thread the needle and act like they can play both sides. I'm sick of their games.
I disagree at all. I mean, but at some point, at what point does it become everybody's problem? I mean, because China is following Putin, I mean, with absolute certainty. They're going to do, if we don't take care of Putin, hopefully not by ourselves, hopefully Europe gets off their butt.
Well what else do you want us to do? Joe decided that he would bear the brunt and the fiscal burden of being the biggest funder to Zelensky, and Congress went along with it. Had they fought the war to win the war, it would have been over by now.
Absolutely. 100% agree.
So now we got to go back in and trust the same people that screwed it up the first time and say, here's hundreds of billions of more dollars. Yeah, go ahead, but you better get it right this time. And you're going to have confidence they'll get it right. I don't have confidence in them.
I don't. But the fact is, if an Abrams tank keeps a young American man or woman out of Ukraine and fighting Russia, I'm all.
We're not going to the Ukraine. Absolutely not. Now, one American boot should be on that ground, period, ever. And frankly, I think it's up to Europe now. They should step up. They have their militaries. They have their equipment. And if they want to protect their backyard, they ought to lead the way. And unless and until they step up to the extent that is needed to beat Putin, then, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, we're throwing good money after bad.
I totally agree. And if we had a president that had a backbone, he'd be forcing Europe, as we had with the previous president, Mr. Trump, we would not be in the situation. But we are, and we have to deal with it.
Well, we are dealing with it, and what they keep doing is throwing money at it. And the money, obviously, has not been enough to win the war. And it's just now Putin has bought enough time, is paying enough people. I'll tell you what my greatest hope is that one of his generals does the right thing and says, you're out of power.
I would agree. But Russian spring is upon us. And when it happens, it's all going to break loose over there.
But listen, I don't doubt it at all. I'm worried. I feel horrible for the Ukrainian people. Many have left and gone to other European countries, and they're building new lives there. You see even, you know, Soviets that have been drafted, they're leaving in droves. They want no part of this. And, you know, the real look, how do you say this in a nice way? I know our country has an executive order against targeting world leaders. But the problem here is one man who dreams of building back the Soviet Empire, and that's Vladimir Putin. And you just got to kind of hope that the people around him see the carnage, the evil, the damage, the destruction, the death that Putin is inflicting on innocent people as he targets innocent men, women, and children and infrastructure. I don't even know if there's going to be a country to rebuild by the time Putin is done destroying the infrastructure, targeting apartment complexes, schools, hospitals. He's doing it all. Indiscriminate bombing and terrorizing of Ukrainian citizens. That is the heartbreaking part. You know, the other sad part is that the West doesn't seem to recognize evil when it's right in front of their eyes. And rather than take it on head on, knowing what they're dealing with and fighting to win, they go in the direction of, okay, we'll give you some help. Not enough help to win, enough help for a stalemate. A stalemate, you know, leads to nothing but a protracted conflict, which this is now becoming. And I don't think the American people are going to tolerate it, and I don't blame them. Europe failed here. Anyway, good call, my friend. Appreciate it. All right, quick break. Right back. We'll hit the phones. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Sarah Carter and Tom Homan join us about not only the disaster at the border, how Republicans are taking over and taking control. That's straight ahead. All right, back to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Mississippi David on the Sean Hannity Show.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. What's going on?
I want to talk about the Tyre Nichols case just for a moment. First of all, I am pro-police officers. I believe they overall do a great job in protecting and serving us. It's tragic of what happened to Mr. Nichols. That should have never happened. But also, there's one thing I think that we're not addressing, and I know everybody wants to talk about proper training for law enforcement, but another thing that we're not looking at is society. A lot of people in society do not want to obey or do what the police officer instructs them to do when they're instructed to do it.
You know, here's the difference, though, and I've heard this point from a lot of people, and you're not wrong. I mean, Tyree, when they were saying, lay on your stomach, he should have complied. He said, I didn't do anything. But the police officer showed zero patience. In that instance, they have all the power. They are the professionals. They're the ones trained, and they should expect that during any arrest. They had five trained, so-called trained police officers, and they couldn't get this young man cuffed. That, to me, is a far bigger problem than the fact that he was half laying on his stomach, turning around and lifting his head up.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.